Now, you guys have done a wonderful job so far answering everyone else's questions. Now you're going to answer some for us, because it is the quiz. And this is where you compete for a prize beyond price. It's the Naked Scientist Big Brain of the Month Award. Our two teams will be Liliana and Adam on team one and Sam and Tim on team two. Round one is called More or Less. Liliana and Adam, what weighs more, a polar bear or a Shire horse?
First of all, Adam, what is a Shire horse?
So Shire horses are those giant, giant horses you see police officers riding that are very scary.
Okay.
But polar bears are also equally large and very scary.
Yes, and they have lots of fat. They need to have lots of fat to keep them warm. Is the fat heavier than the muscle?
Gonna have to hurry you.
Okay. What are you?
Horse, I think.
Horse?
Because I think they might be trying to trick us. I'm going to go with horse.
You're going horse?
Yes, okay. I'll agree.
Indeed, a polar bear weighs in around 720 kilos. Shire horse, a massive 900 kilos, so just shy of a ton. So they're very, very big. Okay, team two, Tim and Sam. Which costs more, a kilo of human blood to obtain, as in like for transfusion purposes? I mean, we could get a kilo in here if we wanted pretty cheaply, but this is transfusion purposes. Or a kilo of tobacco. What do you think?
Oh, that is a tricky question. Is that wholesale price or after tax?
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same
thing. Or in your suitcase
thing.
Back from the continent too.
Yeah. It feels like it should be the blood, doesn't it?
That's more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go with that as well. No is the answer to that.
No is indeed the answer to that. So zero for you. Blood costs about £275 a kilo. Once you've done the whole collection process, the purification, storage, etc. Tobacco, though, right, is more expensive. The price of tobacco is double that. So it's about £500 for a kilo of tobacco. So you're not doing so good. Right, okay, back to team one, who's Adam and Liliana. You're in the lead with 1 point so far. This round, round two, is called Tech Yes or Tech No. Did you see what we did there? Can't take credit for that. Izzy Clark came up with that. But are these ridiculous technologies tech yes or tech no? In other words, are they ones we made up earlier or do they really exist? So team one, tech yes or tech no, a Darth Vader face mask so that people can not hear your private conversations in public places. It bleaches them out by playing sounds of animals, ambient noises, or even Darth Vader effects while soaking up the sounds you make. What do you think? Tech yes or tech no?
This is probably yes. This exists.
I will never underestimate people's ability
exactly.
to create weird things.
Yes, and particularly Star Wars inspired.
Star Wars
geeky
yeah,
stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, what's it to
so
be?
We think this exists. Yes.
You're on fire. Yeah, okay, that's plus one to you. Yes, the Hush Me was born as a crowdsourced funding thing a few years ago. Actually, you close the two halves together around your face, a bit like a clamshell, around the lower half of your face. It syncs up with your smartphone, so you converse in private over Bluetooth with the phone, and this absorbent material soaks up the sounds you're making, and at the same time it plays sounds from the library on your phone into the ambient area so that you can mask any sounds that might escape. So you can actually, if you want to, sound like Darth Vader. The downside of this is you do end up looking like Tom Hardy's character Bane in Dark Knight Rises, so you probably would get one or two funny looks, but there we go. Team two, it's all on this. You've got to catch up now, okay, because you're in trouble. Team two, tech yes or tech no, a gaudy-looking ring that measures how much vitamin D you're making in the sunshine so you can supplement as necessary. Tech yes or tech no?
Oh, I mean, that could exist.
Yeah.
You have tricked us with something plausible.
I feel no. I just in my bones, but I have a gut. You know, it's. This
I think
thing.
We should trust your bones.
I know, but it's going to tell. I mean, what I'm hoping is like a trick question. And it's a gaudy looking necklace.
That's it. So it's not a ring. It's a yeah. No. I think we say techno.
We're going to say techno.
Yes.
It's a slight trick, actually, because it is a techno, but it's a real idea. It was called the Helios Smart Ring. It was also put up for crowdfunding with the aim of calculating sun-generated vitamin D, because when sunlight hits your skin, the UV in the sunlight irradiates cholesterol-like molecules in the skin and it produces vitamin D. Unfortunately for the inventors of the concept, the sun didn't really shine on their funding proposal, so it got pulled. So that is a techno now. But they did raise about $1,000. Yeah. So it didn't go far enough, unfortunately. Mm. Right, so it's 2 points to team one so far, 1 point to team two. Round three, third round, This is called Out of This World. Are you ready, Team One? Here you go. Liliana and Adam, if an Earth-dwelling naked scientist stands on some scales and gets a reading of 68 kilos, would their mass be greater or smaller on the moon?
I'm relying on you, Adam.
Hang on. Mass stays the same. Their weight would change.
Change, exactly.
But the mass would stay the same.
That's
so
true.
Go with no?
Yes, we say it's not going to
You're
change.
You're going to say same?
Yeah.
It was indeed a trick question. Their mass, the amount of stuff they're made from, would, yes, of course, be the same anywhere in the universe. Their weight, on the other hand, which is the effect of gravity acting on their mass, is what we measure when you put a mass on some scales. And that's going to be a lot less on the moon than on Earth. In fact, about a fifth of the weight, but the mass would be the same. Well done. 3 points for you. Do you want the last question, Team Two, just for the sake of... Because you have actually lost, unfortunately.
But no, like double or nothing.
Should we let them do double or nothing on this one?
Right,
okay, double or nothing.
Okay.
So, Tim and Sam, Jupiter is 1,000 times the mass of the Earth.
Oh, true or false? Is that the... It's probably about that.
It's very big. Kind of almost wonder if it might be bigger than that. Because how many Earths can you fit in the big red spot? That's like some huge number.
Oh, that's
as well.
A lot, isn't it? Yeah, I think we should say no, it's
what are you
bigger.
Go for?
I think it's no, it's
you're
bigger.
Going no. You're going
no. It's
you're going no.
No.
Oh, that was the right thing to gamble and go double or nothing. Because, actually, you were right for the wrong reason. Jupiter's only about 300 times bigger, more massive than the Earth. And do you know how we, Adam, physicists, do you know how we know that?
Probably how fast it goes around the sun. We can...
Not bad, actually. The reason that we know that is because we've got very accurate measurements of the moons of Jupiter going round, and you can infer, because we know what the moons are doing, and we know their orbit, we know how fast they're going and how far they are from their host planet Jupiter, so you can work out what the mass, therefore, of Jupiter must be by relating it to the Earth. So it's about 300 times the mass of our own planet. 318, actually, is the close number for that. So that means we've got a tie-break situation now. So what this means is I read you a statement. You have to work out what you think is the number closest to the answer. And if you're the team that's got the answer closest to the number written down in front of me, you get the point and therefore you clinch the game. So the question is, what's the lifespan of the average tiger?
I'll start with a number and say more or less.
Yeah, it looks about right. We're going to hit it on...
Adam and Leon, got a number?
We have.
Okay, so we'll just toss a coin. Tim and Sam, what's your suggestion? What do you think?
We've done a last-minute change, and we're going for 30.
30 years, says Tim and Sam. Liliana and Adam, what do you think?
We actually wanted to say 30. Now we are going with 35.
You're going with 30? You sure? You're going with 35?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sam and Tim, you are the winners. Yeah. You clinched victory from the jaws of defeat. The answer,
sorry,
the answer's going to surprise you. It's 15.
Wow.
In the wild. Oh. Same rough life expectancy as your average pussycat.
Didn't
so, naked scientists, big brains of the month. Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause, Sam and Tim.